Right now we have our Positive Chats podcast. And this morning we are going to be talking with Jane Jenkins Herlong about her book, Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South, Sassy, Sacred, Southern Stories Filled with Hope and Humor. Good morning, Jane.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning. I assume you're calling from the South.
Oh, yes, honey, and it is nice and toasty here. What's the temperature where you are?
Oh, we're around 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah, we're just burning up here. We're about 70.
Oh, 70. Where exactly are you at?
Well, we're outside of Augusta, Georgia, and so in the middle of the state. But I like to go down to my home city of Charleston lots of times, and it's so nice and pretty down there with all the azaleas. We've got a phenomenon around our house right now because our peaches are in bloom and we have a peach farm that we leased. So it is gorgeous.
Peaches in Georgia.
We are supposed to be the peach capital of the world.
Yes. Well, there's some cold weather coming your way and it may reach there to where you're at. But I was watching the Weather Channel yesterday, which they're based out of Atlanta, and they were whining about the cold weather coming Saturday.
Are concerned about that, to be honest, because it's supposed to get down to 22, and these poor little baby peaches, they're not going to be able to handle that.
Yeah, we'll be praying for those. We're used to it here, and we grow peaches here, but they don't bloom till like May. Well, we're excited to talk with you because, hey, one, I love sweet tea, but also love to laugh. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you come to write this book.
I'm just very fortunate. My daddy was a hardworking tomato farmer, and he sort of instilled in me the value of hard work. And my mother was funny. And so I started thinking about all the people, Jeff, moving down to our parts of the country, and we welcome folks. But we want to remind people of really who we are and remind people that were reared in this part of the country just to be the best of themselves. And, you know, we have a new South now, and it's very eclectic. So I went back in my past and just started writing funny stories about the way things were growing up and just giving everybody a little bit of a baseline about what the South is about.
And, of course, a lot of faith involved in the South, the Bible Belt. So how does that play into your life?
Very much. In fact, I've got a chapter in my book, and it says, "Revive us again and again and again." And it's how many times I went down to the altar and accepted Jesus. Even when Billy Graham was on TV and we didn't have the money to go, I just walked down to the TV and kneeled down.
What was life like in the South in the early days?
Well, we lived in a long dirt road, and we were surrounded by a lot of diversity, which I so appreciate. And my daddy taught us to love people regardless and just embrace everybody and learn. So I did. I had a chance to go and learn from the folks that helped my daddy. And it was very multicultural on the farm. And so I appreciate that. And that was another reason I wrote the book, because I feel like the South has been given a bad rap. But I was taught to love people. And I love the style of worship. Everybody had a different way to approach the same person. And so it was a very eclectic, very an upbringing filled with hard work and wisdom and humor when we could find it. You got to look for that stuff, you know. You got to dig.
Well, one of the things we think of here in the North when we think of the South is the accent.
Oh, honey, we got the accents now, let me just tell you. And I even go a little deeper because we were surrounded by the Gullah culture. Are you familiar with that, Jeff?
No.
Oh, you'll love that. It's interesting. It's kind of a combination of several languages coming together. It's like a little funny story I'll tell you. Daddy was taking our male cat to get neutered, and one of his farmhands, who's very much in the Gullah culture, was stroking the cat, and he kept the male cat going to get fixed now, and kept saying, "Great God, kidney, I sure glad I ain't you." But see, my granddaddy spoke Gullah, my daddy spoke Gullah, and it was just a different language that you would have to communicate with some of the folks on the island. So we all embraced it.
Words like y'all come from the Gullah language?
You know the plural of y'all is, don't you?
No.
All y'all.
Oh, yeah, all y'all.
No, that's kind of a Southern thing, but yes, there are traces of that in all kinds of dialects. I've heard a lot of you people saying that these days. That's good. We like that.
Okay, we'll take that. Might be partly laziness because we don't want to say you all.
It's just too much air.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are some of the misconceptions that Northerners have about Southerners?
Well, I think I've had a lot of our Northern friends just stare at me like, you got to be kidding. And I'll say, nah, that's real. That happened. I think a lot of folks are skeptical of our storytelling. And we do have fabulous stories. I mean, I am a Southern humorous storyteller. If you go to YouTube and subscribe to my channel, by the way, you'll see a bunch of funny stories that I tell from the South. And that's what I find the disconnect to be so funny. When I have a friend from California who just moved here, and he said he was at the Water Authority, and this woman, little sweet little country woman, hands him a bunch of papers and says, now, right now, you go over yonder. He said, I'm sorry, what was that? She said, you take these over yonder. He said, can you give me that address? And she said, let me tell you right now, you best learn it, because you're in California, but over yonder is any place where you ain't.
Wow, that's fun.
I mean, bless his heart, I had to explain it to him and say, okay, that's humor. That's true. You witnessed it, but you wasn't being ugly or anything. That's just how we express ourselves.
All right. Okay, you just said, bless your heart. That's a Southern phrase.
Oh, that's... I go deep. That's too nice.
I was going to say, what does that really mean?
Well, you know, I always tell people Southerners are the nicest people in the country. We just don't mean it.
You could be, you guys are so charming and sweet. You could be being mean to us, and we would think, oh, there's a nice person.
Oh, listen, that's our gift to the world. We go, oh, darling, that is adorable. And we turn and go, who bought that for her? That's the tackiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And you turn back. So let me tell you, you don't know this, but I was in the Miss America pageant.
Really?
When we actually wore swimsuits. So, I mean, I was proud of myself. You know, I ran up and down a dirt road and trying to get in shape. And I remember holding hands on the Miss America stage. Everybody says, what do you talk about? I said, you don't talk, honey. You lie through your teeth. You look to the girl to the right and go, I hope you win. And you don't mean that. What you're thinking is, I hope you trip.
What is it about the South, the Southerners and the Southern culture that just so captivating and adorable and lovable?
I think a lot of people in different parts of the country know when to shut up and not tell everything. We'll just spill it. I mean, we will tell you stories. It might curl your hair. And I think that the Southern people, as we storytell, it's like we don't need to go to the therapist. Well, most of us do. But we think we don't because we don't tell a story about that. So it's kind of like it's our version of communicating with another Southern person. And the funniest thing, Jeff, is somebody says, I tell you what, and don't you dare ask what is, because in the South, what, you're supposed to know what is. It's just a Southern thing. You know, we just sit around. I mean, we meet people, and we just spill it. I mean, I have. You know, again, it's just a form of getting it out of your system, bouncing it off of somebody else, and they'll say, oh, you think that's bad? You should see my old redneck cousin, blah, blah, blah. And then you go, well, I feel better. I think a lot of people just clam up, and we just spill it. And I think it fascinates people. I really do.
We're chatting with Jane Jenkins Herlong. Her book is Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South, Sassy, Sacred, Southern Stories Filled with Hope and Humor. So how do you have the book divided up? Different chapters, topics?
Well, I'm telling you, Jeff, I'm so ADHD, I can only take a couple of pages at a time. So I'm writing for my own distracted self. So, like, I'll have Sacred Southern Symbols, which is about Southern monograms, which is way over the top. I'll have When a Southern Woman Womans Up. I've got funny stories about my grandmama almost killing somebody.
Oh.
We didn't know what grandmama had it in her. Oh, yes, she had an intruder. Honey, she had that lever action rifle, and I heard, get off my porch. You know, she had on her sass shoes and her Clairol blue hair. There has got to be a shade called Clairol blue. And I scared to death. I mean, I was underneath the bed just shaking. And then I thought, who's that man with Grandmama McElveen? And she was about to kill somebody. And all of a sudden, she walked in the room and said, you okay, darling? And Grandmama came back. But Grandmama had to be tough. Let me tell you what, that little tiny 5 foot, 4 feet, whatever she was, and that big voice coming out, it was impressive. And I learned right then, you know, sometimes you got to woman up. You got not man up, but woman up. And that's okay. You got to have a constitution, as my mama would say, a constitution about you. So that's one story. I've got stories about Southern royalty, which, you know, I think part of that because I went through the Miss America system. And the snooty patootie, those snobby people we don't like, how you handle them. And I've got some funny stuff in there, I'm telling you. I've had fun writing the book. I did. It's just everything, Jeff's got like a little sweet tea secret. So you just don't read a funny story and go, oh, that's so funny. All of a sudden you turn and there's a tea bag and it's got a little sweet tea takeaway that you can learn a life lesson.
Oh, well, can you share one of those lessons?
Well, just going back to the diversity of the island, John's Island, where I grew up, my sweet tea takeaway is I thank God every day that I learned to embrace people from different cultures and not be judgmental and to sit and listen and learn from them. And that's a sweet tea takeaway. When you start to be ugly and judge people, that's when that wedge of lemon comes in, and it could actually be so sour it could ruin the sweet tea moment.
Christianity, Christians in the South, certainly different than Christians in the North, at least stereotypically. But what can we learn as Christians from the Southern Christians?
I think the most important thing that we have to believe and understand that if we are going to make this world, and I pray to God we're praying our whole world right now, if we're going to make it a better place, we got to start with us. And we've got to find the best version of us and ask the Lord to show us, to help us become better and not become bitter, you know, because those two words I love. As a professional speaker, I always like to say, you got an E and you got an I. You're going to be bitter if you make that I, all about me. But let's put the E in there and let's make it better. But you can't, and the Bible tells you us this, Jeff, I can't love you until I love me. And people have got to love themselves. They've got to realize that any talent is a great talent. I'm staring at my little window here looking at our church fellowship hall. We're just that close to our church. But my Aunt Naomi Herlong baked a cake, and she won a building eventually. And that's our fellowship hall. So that's the way we have to love ourselves, love God, love ourselves, love other people, and ask the Lord to help us communicate that and live a sermon, not just speak a sermon.
And another thing that us Northern Christians have trouble doing is laughing. Why is it so important to laugh?
Well, humor is under attack on all directions, really. I'd be careful. I mean, I know a lot of A-list comedians won't even darken a college campus because they just get crucified for using any form that might be considered throwing somebody under the bus, blah, 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 blah. So I'm very careful when I talk about my humorous moments. I mean, I have a story I'm working on for a speech I'm doing in Arkansas coming up. And a friend of mine said his dad had dementia, was in the hospital. This is funny. And the nurse was in there, real cute young nurse, and she was just talking to the gentleman, getting him ready for bed. And she said, oh, Mr. Owen, I'm so sorry that you lost your wife. Of course, he had dementia. He said, yes, and we promised we would not get married, and we wouldn't date, we wouldn't do anything until 1 year. She said, that's so sweet. Now, let's get in bed. He said, did you hear me?
Oh, gee.
But I mean, that's something I'm working on, just to talk about communication, and sometimes you got to laugh not to cry. So, you know, my mother-in-law, bless her heart, had dementia, and I remember I was going through such a bad family time, and I'd go sit with her, and, darling, what you doing? And I'd go, oh, I just blah, 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 cry, lull, be a little two-minute lull. Darling, what you doing? I'd go, blah, 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 repeat the whole thing. I said, who's sick? Me. I can't get off the topic and take an advantage of somebody who can't remember short-term memory loss. How sad is that? We just have to find the humor in life, and it helps lighten up, loosen up, and we get a new perspective. Humor is powerful.
All right. Well, how can people get a hold of your book?
If you go to janeherlong.com, it'll show you where all the books are. You know, it's on Amazon and any place books are sold. It should be coming out probably, looks like the middle of April. We've got a little supply chain challenge, but we're ready to go. And if people do order the book and they send me their proof of purchase and their mailing address, I'll send them a gift. It's my sweet tea tote. And it's got Fill Your Day with Sweet Tea Wisdom and Southern Fried Humor. That's my thank you gift for people buying the book while supply lasts.
And you have some other books as well.
I do. This is my fifth one. Yeah, the one that kind of was a game changer for me was after my mama passed away, and it's called Bury Me With My Pearls. And then I have one, this is a Tyndale House Publishing, the Sweet Tea book, but Hachette Publishing also published a book I wrote called Rhinestones on My Flip-Flops. And it's about biblical women and their flip-flops. You would not believe the people that use it for Bible study. Kind of shocked me. Huh. But people like to learn about biblical characters, women, and we have I have a flip-flop takeaway. Same kind of thing as the sweet tea on the sweet tea bag. It's really fun.
And you can be found in a lot of different ways. You've been featured on everything from Sirius XM radio comedy channels. And tell us about some of the other ways that we can check out your humor.
Well, I guess the best way was just go to YouTube, Jane Jenkins Herlong, and you'll see it there. If you're on my website, I have lots of product and things I'd be love to share with folks. Just to keep people laughing, especially now, I think coming out of COVID, I think we need encouragement, and I think we need hope and humor. And plus, I'm doing comedy shows, too, which has been a lot of fun for people to pay to come see you. That's really fun. So, and I'm a singer, so I've got lots of stuff online people can download if they're interested. I tried just to make myself accessible because I do believe in the scripture that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a crushed spirit will dry the bones. Mm-hmm. And we need to get our bones where they're not dry and we have that merry heart.
So how can people find you on YouTube?
Oh, just type in Jane Jenkins Herlong, and it'll come right up. I've got about 100 and something short videos. I need to post some more, but I've got some funny little stories from just stuff that I've told in the past that people really like. And so, as a humorist, I tell stories, and I do have some one-liners, but I'm a storyteller. And people love Southern stories. They really do. It's a fascination.
Well, can you share another story about your experience with pageants?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite one is called Miss Upstate's Downfall. Oh. My friend Susan Thomas, oh, yeah, honey, she was Miss Upstate. She was gorgeous. Had a Stephen Urich dress. He just passed away, but what a designer he was out of New York. That puppy cost a lot of money. And I remember I was an observer, and I watched Susan rehearse. She was brilliant. She went to the funeral home like I did to learn how to walk and talk. That's what we did. We went to Billy Harris's funeral home in Sumter, South Carolina, and he taught beauty queens how to interview, how to walk. And, I mean, he had a Miss Universe in the funeral home. I'm telling you. He trained her.
Oh, wow.
So we all... I know. I tell everybody he knew bodies dead and alive, let me just tell you. So Billy taught us all kind of beauty queen tricks, and my friend, she trained there too, and I watched her glide down the steps. That was so dumb for them to have steps, and she got to the microphone and did her beautiful speech with her blown out hair. It was gorgeous. It was all in rehearsal. So I went up to her and I said, "You are fabulous. I think you're going to make it into the top 10. She said, "I hope so. I just feel like I need a little something extra to push me into the top 10. I wish she had not said that word. Seriously. So here it is, Friday night, lights hit Susan, Miss Upstate. The first step she took, the heel of her shoe got stuck in the hem of that dress. When I tell you that girl tumbled, it was like a ball. And stuff just flew out of that dress God forgot to give her, and I'll let you use your imagination on that because I know that place. And earrings were flying like missiles. It was terrible. Her dress was twisted. Her hair was all in her face. She looked like Cousin It. I'm not joking. And so the dress was, I mean, she just shimmied to the mic, and she stood there. It was ridiculous. People were just in shock. And all of a sudden, she did something so brilliant, Jeff. She slung that head back. She said, "Hey, I had quite a trip down here now, didn't I? Y'all remember me? I'm Miss Upstate." It was just so funny. And people started clapping, and it became a roar. And she got a standing ovation for falling down the steps in her evening gown. And let me just tell you, the next night, Donna Axum, God bless her, she was Miss America emceeing. She said, "And the last young lady for the opportunity to become Miss South Carolina is Miss Upstate." Everybody went crazy. And when I see her, I always say, "Susan, I don't know who won that night, but girlfriend, you, my dear, taught me a life lesson I'll never forget because you are the queen of recovery." That's what she did. She recovered. Life is filled with moments we have to recover from.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, we've been chatting with Jane Jenkins-Herlong about her book, Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South, Sassy Sacred Southern Stories Filled with Hope and Humor. Again, Jane, how can people get a copy of the book? And what was that little special offer that you mentioned?
Yeah, janeherlong.com. If you go there and you order the book and you send me an email, jane@janeherlong.com, with proof of purchase and your mailing address, I'll send you a sweet tea bag, a tote that is so cute. It's a canvas bag with fill your day with sweet tea wisdom and Southern fried humor. So I'd love to share with everyone the little sweet tea tote to thank them for ordering the book.
All right. So the website again?
janeherlong.com. H-E-R-L-O-N-G.com. janeherlong.com.
All right. Jane, it's been fun talking with you. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and enjoy the warm weather and get a taste of northern weather here this weekend, and hopefully.
Well, pray for our peaches, Jeff.
Yes,
everybody,
we will.
Pray. We want to protect our peaches.
Yes, definitely we'll do that. All right.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.